Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County commissioners failed to reach an agreement on location of new bus barn. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During the commissioners' meeting last Tuesday, three items were on the agenda that related to the land transfer agreement for the proposed location of the transportation hub. The Campbell County School District has been working on finding a suitable new home for the bus barn since 2015. When the original four-bay barn was built by the Central Services Building back in 1971, the school district had only 60 buses. In use. Currently, the district has 170 school buses in operation. The new facility will have 14 bays to accommodate all of the buses. A couple locations have been proposed and researched in the past. The county and school district had originally planned to swap the old Westwood School property for land located out on Northern Drive. After a study was completed, it was determined fuel costs would be too high for the Northern Drive location. The land on Warlow Drive was the next location suggested for the bus barn. The area off and used as overflow parking for Bicentennial Park activities had the necessary space to put the new facility. CCSD conducted soil tests and drainage and irrigation studies and determined it would be an ideal spot. The commissioners were set to approve the purchase and sale agreement as well as the special warranty deed for the property between Parkview Senior Apartments and Meadow Hill Subdivision on Warlow Drive. During public comment, a few residents of the subdivision expressed their concern about the project. One resident said they didn't want an industrial area by them and were worried about the potential noise. Commission Chairman Colleen Faber suggested a workshop to provide more information for the three new commissioners. Commissioner Kelly McCrary said he had concerns it is not a central location and there are only two schools located in the area on that side of the railroad tracks. He announced his intention to vote no to the transfer. Residents also contacted Ward 1 City Council Representative Trish Simonson. Simonson said based on the concerns of her constituents in the area and other factors, including its location on the north side of the tracks, coal train traffic, and the upcoming possible construction of the Gurley overpass, she doesn't think it is the right location for the facility. Commissioner Del Shellstead suggested tabling the vote until after a workshop was held. The vote passed, and a date will be set for the public workshop soon. Officers arrest a woman for public intoxication at Hothead Vapor. A 35-year-old woman was arrested on Wednesday for intoxication at Hothead Vapor. The woman was witnessed leaving the store and appeared to be drunk. Gillette police officers talked to the woman but took no action since there appeared to be no disturbance. An hour later, staff from Hothead Vapor contacted law enforcement again to report the 35-year-old woman had shoplifted from the store. Officers found her near the store where she admitted to shoplifting and saying she did it because she was, quote, poor and drunk. Hothead Vapor chose not to pursue charges against her for shoplifting, but due to her level of intoxication and her inability to care for herself, officers arrested her and transported her to the detention center. At the jail, she provided a breath test and registered a 0.438 blood alcohol concentration. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.